I love weddings very much, and it's a very important part in our life. It comes to my mind all of the time because my sister married last summer. So I wrote about the wedding.
قولوا لأمه تفرح وتتهنى ترش الوسايد
بالعطر والحنة
ترش الوسايد
بالعطر والحنة
يا داري هنا وابنيها يا بنا والفرح
This is a traditional Palestinian wedding song. The day before the wedding is called Al-Hinna. On this day, the older generation of Palestinian women dance to it. It talks about marriage, happiness, and new beginnings. In the past, the Palestinian wedding was open to all people without invitation. Because people living in the village were close to each other, most girls got married between the age of 15 and 20. And the men got married between 20 and 25. To marry, the groom must first ask permission from the bride-to-be's family. Once the permission has been received, they discuss what money and gold the groom will provide to the bride. In Arabic, this is called a mahr. One day before the wedding, the male friends and family of the groom would attend a sahra, which would be held in the front garden of the groom's family house. And the female friends and family of the bride attend al-hinna and celebrated inside the home of the bride's family. The female family members painted their hands with henna. Umraid is a neighbor of mine. She's old enough to remember what traditional Palestinian weddings were like.
The two families of the bride and the groom decide on the date for the wedding. Then the groom's family start to prepare a room for their son to live in. They prepare everything. They paint it, clean it, furnish it. And then, a week before the wedding, the bride's family invite their friends and the neighbors to celebrate with them every night in their home. Usually, people start celebrating a week from the wedding. This depends on the family financial situation and also the weather. So, for example, they may celebrate for 2 to 3 days leading up to the big day, or sometimes for a full week. Then, on the wedding day itself, the groom's friends perform what we call in Arabic a zaffa. This involves carrying the groom from his home all the way to the bride's house. There, the bride's family welcome the entourage at the entrance to the house, while the bride remains inside with her friends. Usually, the bride's father, eldest brother, or uncle escorts the bride to the entrance of the house to meet her groom. Then, the family makes the groom promise to take care of their daughter. After that, the groom ushers the bride, nowadays, into a car. But in the past, they would lift the bride on the back of a camel or a horse. And then the two families perform a second zaffa, but this time for the happy couple until they reach the groom's house.
Then the groom would receive a lot of advice from his friends. Now, weddings are a little different, but I'm happy that many of these traditions are still alive today.